Good morning. Welcome to Emmett Audio. I'm wearing the 40-pound plate, which I haven't for a while because I've been worried about the older dog and needing to run to catch up to her if there's a car coming, but I don't think there's going to be a car on this stretch of road today. And I looked down when I was feeling smug about myself for remembering to carry the weight. I looked down and realized I'd forgotten to change into my boots, so I'm walking in my slippers. And thankfully there's no snow on the ground, otherwise it'd be a lot more interesting. But we're down to gravel, the grip is good, I think I'm good to go. We just came off a solid 9 days of intense family get-togethers from both sides of our family, my wife's side and my side. And today's the first day of, since that. And this is the first day when I've been alone in, since the Friday before that. And I'm going to spend today writing articles for the upcoming spring issue of the magazine. For those of you who listen who are international subscribers to the magazine, you're probably just getting the winter issue now. I apologize for that. We had an issue with how the labels were printed that was sending every international subscription that went out came back to the post office and had to be sent out again. So I apologize for the delay. Nice. Big chevron of geese just going overhead. Very cool. I love how you can hear their wings. So I'm already working on the spring issue. Gonna be some great stuff in there. And I'm gonna spend the day cleaning the house and getting it all put back to rights. There's a lot of shuffling of furniture to be done and just downright cleaning. So hopefully by the end of the day, I'll have both those things done. And very importantly, I'll have been able to spend the whole day by myself. Now, I'm an introvert, and my wife's an extrovert. And the best definition of introvert and extrovert that I know of, that I like to use, is that an introvert recharges by being alone. And an extrovert recharges by being with other people. It's not that introverts and extroverts don't need the opposite thing. As an introvert, I need to be around other people on a regular basis or I don't feel right. I feel too alone and too isolated. We all need that human interaction. And extroverts also need to be alone. And if they're just around people, they miss, they start to be out of whack also. But in the opposite way, they need time by themselves. And that's something that my wife often laments, is that she doesn't have much time when she's by herself. I know for me, that means that this week I have not really had much opportunity to recharge. I've stolen away for half an hour here and there throughout the week, but really this is my first chunk of hours where I'm just by myself. And I think that's going to be really helpful. I think when you work for yourself, by yourself, it helps to be an introvert. Let me put it this way. When you work by yourself, for yourself, as a craftsperson, it helps to be an introvert. I'm sure there are jobs where you could work by yourself and for yourself, where you're interacting with people all the time, and then it probably helps to be an extrovert. But it also helps to recognize, I think, that what we're all seeking is balance. And too much of one thing leaves you unbalanced. There's so many things in life that are actually all about balance. I was just learning more about electrolytes and hydration last night. And as I'm coming to realize, hydration is about balance. It's about the the homeostasis of water and salt in your body. And if you drink too much water, it throws off, without enough salt, it throws off your actual hydration. And you can actually, well, this is what I've learned so far. I have not confirmed this by hearing it from other sources as well, but from what I hear, you can dehydrate yourself by drinking too much water without enough salt with it. Essentially, by the water that is now in your body seeks to be a certain salinity, and so it will pull salt out of your the rest of your body. It essentially dilutes the saltiness of your body if you're not having enough salt. And so if you drink a ton of water and try to cut down on the amount of salt in your diet, or let's say you, like me, you eat a pretty unprocessed diet, which is doesn't have any salt that you don't put in there, you can actually be drinking water and dehydrating yourself, which is a wild concept. And, you know, something that I came to realize I had to think about as I started cutting out, like a lot of times in the summer, you know, you'll get that craving for something salty. Well, that's your body telling you, eat something salty, I need salt. And for me, a lot of times that was tortilla chips. Well, I don't want to eat tortilla chips anymore because I think they're not good for me. And we can get into that at a different time, but point is, I need to be aware of the fact that if I'm eating more things that are not naturally coming with a lot of salt, not that tortilla chips are natural, but not pre-coming, predisposed, they're not as part of a package deal coming to me with salt in them, well, then I need to be more thoughtful about making sure that I get salt into my diet so that I can be hydrated. So that's just one example of balance in life. Another great example of balance in life would be you know, how much your life is about sacrifice versus how much of your life is reward. And many people get this messed up in one way or the other. I know relatively few people who do this well. And when you see them, you're like, wow, I want that, whatever they're doing, right? I know plenty of people who are not sacrificing enough and therefore are not getting the rewards that can come from sacrificing, I don't know, putting in the sacrifices of struggle and effort and time, and right? And then you're stuck, not in the life that you want. And I also know other people who sacrifice and feel guilty about taking any time for themselves or any, you know, appreciating the reward that they have, keep moving the goalposts of when they're going to let themselves enjoy the results of their sacrifices. And it seems to me that the balance you want is to be willing to sacrifice what is necessary to achieve what you want and to be really thoughtful about what it is that you want to achieve. And make sure that when you achieve it, that you are taking time to appreciate what it is, not just your professional achievements, but if, for instance, your goal is to have a successful career where you earn enough money to have a good life, well, then make sure you have a good life and that you're not screwing up your life by pursuing that career. It's such a delicate balance because there's so many complexities to it. And it's basically impossible to get right the first time. Like with all things with balance, you're in a constant state of recalibration. This is true if it's, you know, your introvert, extrovert, you know, state and sort of what you need in the moment. It's true in your hydration. It's true in your work-life balance. We are constantly in a state of recalibrating where we're at. And the point is not to berate yourself for getting it wrong, but to be willing to adjust and adjust and adjust your course. I used to work on sailing ships, as most of you know, back when I was a young man. And the way you navigate with sailing ships when you're out in the ocean is you decide where you want to go. You make your best assumption about where you are, and then you calibrate a course from where you are to where you want to go. Once you've done that, you then repeat that process of assessing where you are. And maybe as the situation changes, you rethink where you want to go, right? Because your original destination might not be the destination that makes sense after a while, right? If you're on a journey, it might be that you can just continue with the exact same destination, but it might be that circumstances dictate that you change your destination, or maybe it's not circumstances, but you just learn more and you realize, you know what, I don't want to go there, I want to go over here. Whatever it is, you're not going to stay tracking permanently on your course all the time, because that's not how the ocean works. There's currents. Even if you're not in a sailing ship, if you're in a ship that you just pointed in the direction you want to go, every sailor or merchant mariner knows that your course is not going to be your heading, right? Your heading, let me pull it back to the what I'm actually trying to talk about, right? Where you, your goal and what you need to do for your goal is something that you need to constantly be reassessing and recalibrating what you need in order to reach that goal. And if your goal is balance, right, you might think, oh, okay, so I need to drink some water today because I had really salty mouth when I woke up last night. And so you drink more water, but then maybe you feel that, cravings for salt, and you're like, oh, I guess I need to have some salt because that was too much water by itself, you know. Okay, so maybe I need to have some salt, or maybe I need to have some electrolytes in my drink, you know, maybe I put a pinch of salt in my coffee, that sort of thing. Hey, George. Right? If it's your sort of where you're at in terms of needing alone time or not, I might get partway through today and realize, you know what, I this is as much alone time as I particularly want. I really want to talk to a friend. I'll call a friend and say, hey, can you chat for a minute? And that'll help me feel better as well. Or I might decide, you know what, I don't want to talk to a damn person today. And then, you know, those are sort of micro moments of adjustment. Then, of course, there's the bigger picture of your life and the adjustments there. And I think the worst thing that we can be is on autopilot, where we never examine our assumptions about what we want, what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad, who the good people are, who the bad people are, what you want out of life, what your values are. Like, if you never re-examine those, if you never are willing to change what those are, because you just leave them as presupposed, you know, these are my, you know, ground assumptions, and I'm not going to examine if I still think these are what I want anymore.
Well, then you definitely won't end up in a life that actually is in balance and makes you happy. Or if you do, it will be by the merest chance, and you'll be extremely lucky to have ended up there. But chances are, you won't end up there at all. I think we absolutely must be reevaluating where we're at, what we want, and recalibrating our actions in order to achieve and then maintain or re-achieve that sense of balance. Thank you so much for listening. Talk tomorrow.